by the City of Alexandria and CLECO, proud sponsors of KAYT.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
It's gonna be all right.
It's gonna be all right.
No need to worry.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's gonna be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right, because Pastor Douglas is on the airway.
Only another problem. Psalms 139:7. Where can I go from the presence?
My.
If I took wings and flew to the Bahamas with this one, if I make my bed in hell. Hear what God is saying? You just gonna do this in my face? You just gonna, you know I'm watching, though. That's why you don't feel comfortable doing it.
Right.
That might be one reason why you can't get it up. She was fine.
Help us, baby. Don't try. This ain't no shout message.
Let me see, write this down. That confrontation is the usual means for someone to admit to their sin. Confrontation is the usual means to get someone to admit to their sin. When proof beyond a shadow of doubt is given to a person who's messed up, many of them will admit to it. But even then, some of them won't tell the whole truth.
All right.
God, watch this, y'all. God used Nathan to confront David.
Yes, he did.
About this sin. Now watch this, y'all. We can learn a lot from Nathan. Because Nathan, in confronting David about his sin, he used skill.
Yes, he did.
And he used tact to help David see himself. Watch this, y'all. Even though a person is wrong, you shouldn't come at them wrong. Because things can go wrong. Person can be wrong, but be careful how you come to them. Now, David is a fighter. Y'all ain't praying over here. David killed Goliath. David, one thing David could do was show up fight. And Nathan used skill and tact to help David see himself. He told him a story.
Yes, sir.
That helped David see himself. A man had 100 sheep. Yes, David died. He took this one man's little ewe lamb and killed that one man's little ewe lamb when this man had 100 sheep. David got hot. And said, who did this? He showed it to him. What? What? He took the man's little ewe lamb. He had 100 sheep. Are you serious, Franklin? Where is it? Where is it? Point it out. Point it out, David. Where is it?
Say.
Thou art the man. Yeah. You had 100 women on there.
Yeah.
And you took Uriah's no life.
Wow.
You see, even though a person is wrong, if you come at them right, they can get right. That's what the Bible says, Ephesians 4:15.
Right.
Speak the truth in love.
No.
Even though it's the truth, be careful how you speak it.
Yeah.
If you can speak the truth in love, and they need the truth, because John 8:32 says the truth will set us free.
Yeah.
And really, David was set free because he was living the way he did to Uriah. He was in bondage what he did with Bathsheba. But when he got the truth, was set you free. Some of y'all didn't know what I'm talking about when your mistress holds that over your head. I'm going to call your wife. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send pictures. Send the pictures here. I ain't scared of you. As soon as you get home, she'll be right there. We need to talk. Is this true? Yep. But watch this. Some lie. No! It wasn't me.
This is you!
That's you. But watch this. Even in the midst of that, yes, that's true. You just freed me from her. Now she ain't got nothing else to hold over me. The truth, everything down in the open. I think the brother across, I was saying that next second, so I'm gonna say Nathan spoke the truth in love, and then watch what happened. Write this down. Deep godly sorrow over major sin. Deep godly sorrow over major sin and God's forgiveness always run in tandem. Let me say it again. Deep godly sorrow over major sin and God's forgiveness always runs in tandem.
If you look at verse 13 of chapter 12, David, watch this, he owned it. When David got through with it, David owned it. He took full responsibility for his sin. And David says in verse 13 of chapter 12, I've sinned.
Yes, Lord.
Against God. He confessed it. Yes, and watch this, y'all. In the same verse, Nathan says to him, and God has taken your sins already.
All right.
Y'all missed it. Y'all missed it. In the same verse he confessed, God forgave. Man, y'all missed y'all shout. In the same verse he confessed, I've sinned against God. Nathan says, and God has taken your sins away. You will not die. Because David thought, according to the law of Moses, hello somebody, he was to die for having adultery. So he just knew he was going to die. And Nathan says, because you acknowledge your sin, because you have confessed your sin, God has taken, this is what he has done with your sin, he has taken, y'all ain't praying with me, he has taken your sins away. You will not die. Some of y'all sitting here acting like God won't forgive you. You ain't messed up as bad as David had. You ain't committed adultery and murdered somebody. And God can forgive him from adultery and murder. Surely God can forgive you. Get your head up. I wish I had a witness in here. Quit going to pity party. Quit letting the devil hold it over your head. You tell him God has taken my sin. Shout so much, God has taken it away. Why do you praise God like you do? Because God has taken my sins away. Blessed is the man whose sins have been forgiven, whose transgressions have been covered. What a forgiveness. Why y'all come to church and act like y'all ain't never done nothing in your life?
Thank you. days alone. Y'all gonna find me with my wife. I can't be in there alone.
Although David was forgiven, he still had to suffer the consequences. Y'all don't miss this. You can be forgiven. and still have to deal with the consequences. There's some people in prison right now. They've been forgiven by God, but they have to do it in 30 years. They've been forgiven by God. There are a lot of people who've been forgiven by God, but they have HIV. They've done it real. They have something. You still have to deal with the consequences. Let me tell you something. David's life was never the same after that.
Nope.
His sin, watch this, affected his family. His baby died. His sin caused the death of his child. You see why we can't fold the sin? Because innocent people. His baby died. And he prayed for that baby. He prayed, God, come on, God, come on. God, everybody, come on, don't make the baby pay for what I did. Come on, Lord. And David wouldn't eat, David wouldn't wash his face, he wouldn't shave, he wouldn't pray before God every day. Lord, don't take it out of my baby. Don't let the baby suffer. Mm-hmm. And then he heard them servants whisper. He knew that baby was gone.
Oh, yeah.
And he asked, is baby dead? And he said, yeah. He washed his face, shaved, put on some lotion, he looked at the back. He's about to put on some lotion. David was one of us. About to put on some lotion. And they said, David, when David was sick, you wouldn't eat, you wouldn't do nothing. Now, baby, gone, you up, you eating. He said, my baby can't come to me. I'm just going to go to my baby. But his baby suffered. Not only that, his son tried to kill him.
Oh, yeah.
Absalom. And his other child ended up dying. See, a lot of times we play stupid like we don't know why we're going through what we're going through. You know exactly why you're going through. I'm coming for coming lie to you. And you know, okay, hey, you know, just pray, no, repent. Sometimes I know exactly why I'm going through what I'm going through. Sometimes I know exactly why I'm sick. Because when I was well, I know what I was doing. When I was well, I know where I was going. I know exactly why God got me on my back. Sometimes you just lie. I don't know why I'm going through this. You're messing with a married man. That's why you're going through it. Anybody gonna tell you the truth? Ain't you thank God for the sickness that he ain't killed you? That's what man wanted. Yeah. Tell him the truth.
Yeah.
I'm sick, dog, man. I can't even go out. That's how you're selling drugs. God got a way of keeping you inside. God done put you on your butt to keep you from doing stuff. And then while you're on your butt, tell on somebody why you're sick. That's how you know you're messed up. And while you're on your butt, while you're sick, you say, I'm gonna cut it off. That relationship, Lord, and he just, I ain't going back there no
more.
You start bargaining. Are y'all with
me?
Amen. And so, my brothers and my sisters, we see God is a forgiving God. Not only that, his fitness was messed with because he had to fight battle after battle. Not only that, his dreams was no longer because he wanted to build God a house. And God said, no, you can't do it because you have too much blood on hand. So God allowed him to supply the material for the house. His son Solomon built it, but his dream didn't come true. He wanted to build it, but because of his sin, it hindered his dream. Some of y'all have some dreams in there, and you wonder why they hadn't come to pass. Could it be due to sin? But the good news is, I don't care what you've done in here right now. I don't care what you're doing. The fact that you're here today lets you know God has given you another chance. He won't have this now. He hasn't given up on you. You, even today, can be restored. Tell you what, I know what I did. Yeah, did. That's past. Today's a new day. You can be restored. Your story does not have to end in sadness. It can end in gladness. That's why David said, blessed, happy is the man whose sins have been forgiven. And that's why he said, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. Went on to say, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Even though you messed up, even though you did wrong, your story does not have to end in sadness. It can end in gladness. Today's a new day for you.
Amen.
Today's a new day. Kind of remind me. This woman in Florida, Cypress, she had a Cypress swamp, that's where she lived in, and in a bag, backyard, she had a pond. And every day she'd come out and get some water. But if she knows there was an alligator in the pond, but that alligator wouldn't bother me about it. Every day she went down and said, alligator, and you know, going back in the house, alligator wouldn't mess about it. And so she started taking to the alligator. So she was going to get water, but also feed the alligator. But what she didn't know was alligators are just afraid of you as you are of them. But watch this. Every day she fed the alligator was losing fear of her. And one day she went to feed it, and he hopped up and grabbed more than that chicken. He grabbed the hand and yanked it off. She survived, they get to the phone, they called the paramedics, police came out, they killed the alligator, and the alligator's mouth was her hand. Oh. And they asked her, why did you feed him?
Wow.
He didn't bother you, he's just afraid of you as you're around him. But when you feed him, he locks his fear of you. And that's the way we are with our flesh. We keep feeding our flesh. Pornography, we keep feeding our flesh. All this other stuff. Not knowing, by feeding your flesh, you're becoming your own demise.
Right.
Huh? Quit feeding, that's what the Bible says, starve the flesh.
Yes.
I die daily.
Right.
Because in my flesh dwelleth no good thing.
All right.
All right. That's right. I had a victorious nephew, our nephew, Winston.
All right.
This boy, this is true, this boy, was in the house, running. There wasn't nobody around. Just move. I said, who was he running from? Who was he scared of? His shadow. This boy couldn't get away from himself. And ran and jumped in the arms of his father. Ah! I said, what is it? Pointing in the shadow. He said, there goes son. The boy said, there goes son. The boy scared of himself. You know, I thought about it, I'm scared of me too. I'm scared of stuff I might do. Because I know in my flesh, God, no good thing. Paul said, the things I hate to do, I end up doing.
Right.
But I got a father I can run into his arms.
This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events on the Mount Olive Baptist Church. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Worship service, 11 o'clock. Lord's Supper observed every second Sunday at 11 o'clock. Midweek service on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. If you would like a copy of the tape you have just heard, you can reach us at 1410 Cathy Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71303. Or phone me at area code 318-448-3448. It's going to be all right. You be blessed in the Lord. Amen.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. preaching the uncompromised Word of God